Last spring, Bogus Basin Mountain Recreation Area turned off its ski lifts in mid-March, making it one of the earliest closings in the mountain's history. A few years before that, the mountain had one of its latest openings at the end of January. Each season has brought more uncertainty than snow for the nonprofit. Jessica Murray reports now on Bogus Basin's plan to keep the mountain white long-term.
This is the sound of snowfall at Bogus Basin. It's a cold morning without a single cloud in the sky, but that doesn't keep snow from piling up on the slopes. That's thanks to a brand new SMI Super Polecat snow gun, blowing thousands of gallons of water into the freezing air.
Since November 1st, we have used 800,000 gallons of water through the snow guns, so that's enough snow to cover 1 acre of ground with a foot of snow.
That's Nate Shake, the director of mountain operations at Bogus Basin. He says an anonymous donation doubled the mountain's snowmaking capacity this winter, from 2 snow guns to 4. But that's a drop in the bucket compared to what managers say they need and what other Idaho resorts have, like Tamarack. Brad Larson took over as Tamarack's general manager in May and turned on the snowmakers in October. The resort has 14 portable snow guns, and the way they work, the water comes in from a well and gets pumped up through a cooling system.
Then it's pumped up the mountain, shot through the snowmaking machines, which takes that water particle and makes it explode into a tiny little water particle, and then it's thrown into the cold air, and then it freezes before it hits the ground.
Larson says Tamarack will turn 35 million gallons of water into snow this season, covering about a quarter of the resort's ski runs.
Tamarack could survive without it, but, you know, we'd be forced with a shorter season. And, you know, that season is shrinking regardless, just due to changes that we're seeing in our climate. So I think ski resorts in general without snowmaking systems are really in danger.
Bogus recently launched a feasibility study that found out of 29 comparable resorts, it was the only one that doesn't have full snowmaking capabilities. Right now, Bogus uses the snow guns for the Tubing Hill and the Beginner Lift. According to Bogus Basin's operations guy, Nate Shake, there are plans in the works for a full snowmaking system that would cover 120 acres of the mountain. But that comes with some significant challenges. For one, there's the expense. Building the infrastructure for that large of a system would cost around $6.5 million, and revenues at Bogus Basin aren't exactly high right now.
We definitely had a noticeable drop in season pass sales. A good year for season pass sales at Bogus is 20,000 passes plus. We sold 11,000 passes in our preseason pass sale for this year.
Then there's the water. For the kind of snow coverage managers hope for, Bogus would need 10 million gallons and a place to store it. Water rights could be an issue. It's something that Shake said he'll have to take a closer look at. As for storage, Bogus has 1/40th of what it needs.
We run through our 250,000 gallon water supply, you know, then we have to shut down so that we can make sure we have enough water to, you know, use the restrooms on the mountain.
Shake says it's going to be a long process, but the plan is to get started this summer. Right now, Bogus Basin's snowpack is well above normal, which is good news for the mountain. But hydrologist Ron Abramovich with the Natural Resource Conservation Service in Boise says it's too early to tell if Bogus Basin will have a good snow year.
So it's only a drop in a bucket, and we still have 8 more innings to go.
He says this year's El Nino weather pattern could go either way for Bogus, bringing lots of strong storms or not many at all. Being a season pass holder at Bogus himself, Abramovich does have this advice for his fellow skiers.
More of our storms are coming in fewer but bigger storm intensities. So if I were you, I wouldn't wait for that second storm. I'd go skiing after the first storm hits us.
But Shake doesn't want to count on those storms. He admits finding the money to build a snowmaking system will be difficult, but he says it has to take priority to keep the mountain viable.
Late openings and marginal snow conditions definitely affect our season pass holders and our season pass sales, which is 80% of our revenues for the year. So we need to be able to give those folks a sustainable product, and snowmaking will do that.
For KBSX News, I'm Jessica Murray.